Join me, Ian Skelly, for Afternoon Concert, the home of great live recordings, every weekday from 2 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock, and that means it's Music Planet time with Lopa Katari.
A groove that brings to mind the rhythms of Pernambuco in Brazil and the swing of the garifuna. That was London-based Congolese-Argentinian singer Juanita Eyoka and Nalingi Mobali Te from her debut solo album Mabanzo. Eyoka has been around for a while, fronting the London Afrobeat Collective, and even had one of her songs on Series 3 of that award-winning BBC drama Killing Eve. She is from legendary stock. The Congo colossus, Franco, was her uncle. And so she grew up listening not only to his music, but also that of Papa Wemba, Celia Cruz, Mercedes Sosa. Born in the Democratic Republic of Congo, she lived in Argentina, Buenos Aires, for the first few years, but then moved to the UK when she was about 14. Almost 10 years later, she joined the Afro-Peruvian band Malambo, at which point, she says, music became her profession. I urge you to watch the video that goes with that song. Eyoka is so stylish, a female sapper. She brings the colour and magic of DRC to the streets of London. The single Nalingi Mobalite is out now. The album is due for release on Strut Records on the 25th of March. I'm Lopa Katari, and on Music Planet today, we're travelling right across the globe. Yemen, Spain, the Amazon, Kosovo. We're taking you on a trip to China and the music of Hubei province. And our classic artist this week is the formidable singer Mohammed Rafi, who was one of the all-time greats of Indian cinema. All that to come in the next hour. Right now, we're off to Bosnia-Herzegovina and Divan Hana, a quintet, although given their sound, you'd be forgiven if you thought this was a full-fledged Balkan orchestra. The group is led by the powerful vocals of Sheila Gurgic. This is Peno from their sixth album, Zavrzlarma, out now on CPL Music.
Then
Divan Hana and their modern take on Sevdalinka's 16th century love songs from Bosnia-Herzegovina, not unlike the fado laments of Portugal, often called the Bosnian Blues. The album Zavrzlama was recorded in Slovenia just before the first lockdown. And after more than a year of isolation from each other, the band were able to meet up and finish the mix together. They say that the time apart brought a new energy and clarity to their music. And as a result, critics have called this album not just their best, but possibly one of the best Sevda albums of the post-war period. It's out now on CPL Music, well worth a listen to. And the sleeve notes written by Balkan music aficionado Garth Cartwright make for a good read. Now, next up is another of those albums that has taken form during the pandemic. It's from the label Ostinato, who say their mission is to try to capture the music of misunderstood cultures that have experienced trauma of displacement. Well, The Strings of São Domingos from the Ano Novo Quartet is their latest release. The group is from Cape Verde and it's led by Pascual, an ex-soldier whose military service took him all over the world, to Cuba, to Crimea, even to Berlin, where he witnessed the fall of the wall. He's also a guitarist and had studied music under one of the island's best-known composers, Ano Novo. The album was recorded on the island of São Domingo and evokes island life, a life pared down to its essence under the pandemic, and hints at the travels of Pascual and the musics that have influenced him on his journeys. This is Canta Cu Alma Maguad.
Andi munela alte monti picontoni bodoka ten compasso ne mi di fuia ben pures de te ya vai pa nunca mas terra longe di santo me nha kuma to di cadavra porti mundo da magua toca simboa la tica tambu canta cua massa ser magua toca simboa la tica tambu canta cua massa ser magua esquece distância esquece vapor finca bom pé na terra firme rumo de mar e sina triste o caminho é chão de cabo verde e o morto flama ali ventente que me está da sentença em cua vontade de homem em cima dele coração forte canta chorar toca simboa la tica tambor canta cua massa ser magua toca simboa la tica tambor canta cua massa ser magua toca simboa la tica tambor canta cua massa ser magua toca simboa la tica tambor canta cua massa ser magua esquecer vapor, fica bom pé na terra firme, vontade forte de madeira, coração que se cata chorar, e o monte o flama ali ventando, que mita da semestre chuva, vontade dorme em cima de Deus, coração forte cata chorar, toca simboa, rapica tambor, canta com alma sem ser magoado. Toca simboa pica tambor, canta com alma sem ser magoar. Toca simboa pica tambor, canta com alma sem ser magoar. Toca simboa pica tambor, canta com alma sem ser magoar. Toca simboa pica tambor, canta com alma sem ser magoar. Toca simboa pica tambor, canta com alma sem ser magoar. Toca simboa pica tambor.
Ana Nobo Quartet and the Strings of São Domingo, out on Ostinato Records later this month. The fourth chapter in Ostinato's exploration into the music of the Cape Verde Islands, but the first in its acoustic series. Time now for our latest Music Planet road trip, and we continue our exploration of China with our guide this week, Mu Qian.
Today we visit Hubei province in central China. Literally meaning north of the lake, Hubei is located to the north of the Dongting Lake. The strategic location of Hubei can be shown by the fact that if you travel by land from Hubei to any other province in China, you only have to cross two provinces at the most. The Changjiang or Yangtze River flows through the province. Hubei also has an important position in Chinese music, made in 433 BC during the Warring States period. The Zenghou Yi Bianzhong, or Bells of Marquis Yi of the Zheng State, represented the highest achievement of ancient Chinese ritual music culture and instrument building. What you are listening to now is a recording of a duo piece called Zhu Zhi Ci, which means Poem of the Bamboo Twig, played by musicians from the Hubei Provincial Song and Dance Ensemble on the Zenghou Yi Bianzhong and a set of Bianqing, or flat stone chimes. The melodic part is played on the Bianqing, while the bass part is played on the Zenghou Yi Bianzhong, 2500 years old when this piece was recorded in 1986 by China Record. Unearthed in 1978 in Suizhou in northern Hubei, the whole set of Zenghou Yi Bianzhong consists of 64 bells, which can play all the 12 semitones and spans 5 octaves. Each bell can produce 2 tones when struck on the front and side. The total weight of the bells is over 2.5 tons. It's a living testimony of ancient Chinese court music, and the bells are now protected from use to preserve their condition. One of the most special genres of Hubei music is the folk song based on Shi Jing, or classic of poetry. The oldest extant collection of Chinese poetry, comprising 305 poems dating from the 11th to the 7th centuries BC. We are now in the Fang County of northwestern Hubei, and we are about to hear the best known piece from this collection, Guan Ju, sung by Deng Fading. It's a love song from the Zhounan area, which covered northwestern Hubei, where Fang County is located. It has been dated to the 7th century BC, making it one of China's oldest poems.
Guan Guan Ju Jiu, zai he.
Guan Guan cried the ospreys on the river isle. The beautiful and fine woman, a good mate for the Lord. Of varying lengths are the Xing water plants. To the left and right we look for them. The beautiful and fine woman, waking and sleeping, he wished for her.
Yao 淑女妩媚秋姿，东方发白星。
Here is another Shixin folk song, based on the poem Fa Tan, sung by Yu Defeng and Chen Maoyun. Literally meaning hewing woods, the poem reflects the discontent of the people against the rulers.Mocking the exploiters for eating without working. However, the lyrics here are a little different. With the same images of people hewing the tan wood, it is an idyllic pastoral depicting the local scenery and lifestyle. As everywhere else in the world, a folk song here has numerous versions. The canonized text of Fa Tan in the classic of poetry is just one of them.From Fang County to Shennongjia, an area of primeval forest in western Hubei, we travel back to a time when myths and histories were intertwined. Shennongjia is said to be the place where Shennong, the patron deity of farmers and practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine, picked and identified hundreds of herbs by eating them personally. This is also where Heian Zhuan,an epic of Chinese creation myths, is still popular. In the town of Dajiuhu, a night vigil is going on in the home of someone who just passed away. At the center of the room is a coffin. A son of the deceased is holding a white banner as a sign of filial piety.And he is circling the coffin with a group of musicians, accompanied by a drum, gong, and a pair of cymbals. The singer is singing Heian Zhuan, which means Epic of Darkness. The story of Heian Zhuan starts with a time when the universe was in darkness.It was only later in the epic that Pangu separated heaven and earth with his axe, and Nüwa created human beings with mud. Heian Zhuan is a part of a rich oral tradition in this part of Hubei, and it connects with other epics about documented dynastic histories of China. In the local culture, songs are divided into yin and yang repertoires.Yang songs are about love, labor, and everyday life, while Yin songs are about deities and histories, and are usually sung at funerals. Heian Zhuan is a part of the Yin repertoire, and is a combination of Buddhist, Taoist, and Confucian thoughts, which reflects the mixed nature of Chinese folk belief. Nobel Prize winner Gao Xingjian quoted it in his novel Soul Mountain.Heian Zhuan used to be banned during the Cultural Revolution, but is now a nationally recognized intangible cultural heritage. Having learned the epic from his grandfather, the middle-aged singer Chen Qiesong now teaches it to students and sometimes performs it on stage. But to really feel its power, you have to attend a night vigil, where the singing of Heian Zhuan goes on throughout the night.And can last for several nights. Back to the present day, we end this road trip in Wuhan.The capital city of Hubei province, located at the confluence of the Yangtze River and its largest tributary, the Han River. It is, of course, indelibly associated with COVID-19, but the city is much more than that. Given all the ancient music of Hubei that we have just listened to, it may be a little surprising to find that Wuhan is called China's capital of punk music. But one shouldn't be too surprised, because there is so much history, energy, and emotion in this city. In 1911, the Xinhai Revolution against the Qing Dynasty broke out here, which led to the ending of millennia of imperial history and the establishment of the Republic of China. Today, Wuhan is a fast-developing and young city. It has a college student population of more than 1 million, one of the largest in China and in the world. SM.B is one of China's first punk bands. Their name is an abbreviation for 生命之病, which means bread of life. This song titled 大武汉贴彩样, or Clash of Samples from Big Wuhan, is from their 2008 album 10 Years Rebellion. As the title suggests, it is a song dedicated to the city of Wuhan. I live here with my dream. I walk on the street with my hope. I want to change this city, because she belongs to you and me. Here is a punk city, Wuhan. We sing this song for you, Wuhan. We start to rebel and fight in Wuhan. Everybody cheers for you. Everybody cheers for you.
A song for Wuhan from punk band SMZB, ending that road trip to Hubei province in central China. Thanks again to Mu Qian for bringing us some of its musical delights. I'm Lopa Katari and this is Music Planet. And it's to the birthplace of Don Quixote we go next, Castilla La Mancha, home also to vihuela, guitars, castanets, even kitchen pans. Whatever they get their hands onto turns into music. Here are a couple of tunes from their new album, A La Manera Artesana, out now on ARC Records.
Thank you. dicho que allí habita la flor de la canelita. Vamos a beber al
tuviera la dicha de la cigüeña,
de la cigüeña,
cuando estaba en el río con la culebra,
como la picoteaba, como la tiende el ala,
como la relucía el pico en el agua,
anda cariñosita. Anda, quita pesares,
que me voy a la guerra y tú no lo sabes.
Por una mala lengua, por una mala lengua que hay en tu calle, que hay en tu calle.
Que ve la cigüeña cuánto no vale,
cuánto no vale.
Si no fuera por ella cualquiera sabe
cómo la picoteaba, cómo la tiende el ala,
cómo la relucía el pico en el agua.
Y anda cariñosita.
Me voy a la guerra y tú no lo sabes.
se come los bichos que son daninos.
Como la picoteaba, como la tiende la ala,
como la relucía el pico en el agua.
Anda, cariñosita, anda, quita pesares,
que me voy a la guerra y tú no lo sabes.
Por una mala lengua, por una mala lengua que hay en tu calle, que hay en tu calle.
Niña bonita, ramo de flores,
ya me despido de tus balcones, de tus balcones, de tu ventana. Venga querida y hasta mañana, hasta mañana.
Viguela and two tracks from their new album A La Manera Artesana, In the Artisan Way, a songbook of rural Spain, out now on ARC Records. Now, during the pandemic, perhaps unsurprisingly, movie watching has grown and India's film industry has stayed firmly at the top of the leaderboard, churning out thousands of films a year. And the soundtracks are a key part of attracting and keeping that audience. So Mohammed Rafi, legendary playback singer, is our classic artist today. A playback singer is the voice that actors lip-sync to. To begin with, the actors did the singing themselves live to camera. And as you can imagine, the quality of the audio wasn't great, especially if they moved away from the camera. But through a twist of fate, in the 1930s, when, so the story goes, an actor had to record a song again, or maybe it was just that technology allowed audio and visual to be split, playback singing was born. Mohammed Rafi had one of those voices that seemed to melt into the character being played on screen. He could sing in many Indian languages, peppy comic tunes to absolute tearjerkers, pop and classical through to profound spirituals. He even sang a few times in Dutch, English and Arabic. Whatever was needed, he was the man for the job. And it's estimated that Rafi recorded somewhere around 7,000 songs during his career. His debut as a playback singer was in 1941, and he went on to work with all the great music directors and actors of the time. I'm going to play a song called Hum Kisi Se Kum Nahi, We Are Not Less Than Anyone, from the 1977 film of the same name that won Rafi Best Male Playback Singer for both the National Film Awards and the Filmfare Awards.
दुश्मन है अगर दुश्मन
दुश्मन
जमाना गम नहीं गम नहीं है अगर दुश्मन
दुश्मन
जमाना गम नहीं कोई आए दुश्मन
दुश्मन
जमाना गम नहीं
कोई आए कोई हम किसी से कम नहीं
है अगर दुश्मन
दुश्मन जमाना गम नहीं है अगर दुश्मन
दुश्मन क्या करें दिल की जलन को इस मोहब्बत के चलन को जो भी हो जाए के अब तो सरस बांधा है कफन को हम तो दीवाने दिल जले जुल्म के साए में पले डाल कर आंखों को तेरे रुखसारों पे रोज ही चलते हैं हम तो अंगारों पे खाया है तब हुए हैं जवान तीर बन जाए दोस्तों की नजर या बने खंजर दुश्मनों की जुबान बैठे हैं तेरे दर पे तो कुछ करके उठेंगे या तुझको ही ले जाएंगे या मर के उठेंगे आज हम जैसे जिगर वाले कहां जख्म खाया है तब हुए हैं जवान आज तो दुनिया आज तो दुनिया दुनिया नहीं या हम नहीं कोई आए कोई हम किसी से कम नहीं है अगर दुश्मन दुश्मन जमाना गम नहीं है अगर दुश्मन दुश्मन
Music Planet classic artist today, Mohammed Rafi, who decades after his death in 1980, aged 56, remains one of the most influential playback singers ever. Asha Bhosle, with whom Rafi duetted the most, coming in at the end of that track. This March, Glitterbeat Records is bringing out a new album from a group called El Kat, led by Eyal El Wahab, a Yemeni carpenter, musician and composer whose forte is deconstructing Yemeni folk songs and reimagining them for the 21st century. Along with his band, he fashioned instruments out of junk to create the sounds of the old days and mixed them in to a bowl of futuristic grooves and vibes. Albat Alarwi, Opus 99, is their second album, and unlike their debut album, it consists of originals written by El Wahab. Dijaja is the single released this month ahead of the album, and it's a great example of what the rest of the album promises.
We'll be right back.
A single from the forthcoming album Albat Alawi from El Cat on Glitter Beat, another release that took form in the pandemic and during the final mix revealed itself to be something quite different from the original premise. Al Wahab was surprised by how much depth the music had, reflecting the loneliness, love and belonging that so many of us felt and craved for during the last couple of years. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Lopa Qatari. Now, one producer who always pushes the musical boundaries is Ian Brennan, the man who brought us Malawi Mass Boys, Tanzania Albinism Collective, Ustad Sami, to name but a few. Well, his latest project is War Women of Kosovo, A Lifetime Isn't Long Enough. During the Kosovo War in 1998, when numerous atrocities were carried out by Serbian forces, much of the violence was perpetrated against Kosovo Albanian women. This album gives voice to some of those women who said that instead of reopening old wounds, telling their stories has given them strength and courage. Here are two short tracks from the album, They Took Me From My Parents, followed by Never Forget.
Asnjëherë, nuk do të më dërzu 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 asnjëherë. Jeta është e mrekullueshme me vazhdu edhe me jetu.
Powerful and honest, War Women of Kosovo, A Lifetime Isn't Long Enough, out now online. A little bit of back to front Mission Impossible now. I think you'll get what I'm talking about. Have a listen to this. It's from Algerian multi-instrumentalist Anouar Kadour Cherif. He now lives in Switzerland, which he says is a refuge for his musical fingers to find multiple possibilities of expression. This is Sans Pape, a pun on no paper, no pope.
Thank you.
Anwar Kadour Sherif and Son Pape from his debut album Jaoula, out now on Riverboat Records. My final track today is El Pukakuru from the album Around the Umisha, the music of the traditional Amazonian ensembles of Peru. 14 tracks that bring together for the first time recordings from the 60s through to the 80s of the popular music in the Peruvian jungle at that time. Celebrations always seem to culminate in music and dancing around the Umisha tree, hence the album title. This is El Pukakuru, sung by Amazonian diva Flor del Oriente. Enjoy. Sin embargo, al preguntarla con amor,
tanto te mueve el corazón.
Fastidiada me contestó, Pukakuru me da comezón. Fastidiada me contestó, Pukakuru me da comezón. Sin embargo, al preguntarla con amor,
tanto te mueve el corazón.
Fastidiada me contestó, Pukakuru me da comezón. Fastidiada me contestó, Pukakuru me da comezón. Dale duro, duro, dale Pukakuru, dale duro, duro, muerde duro, duro, pica duro, duro, dale duro, duro, dale Pukakuru, dale duro, duro, dale Pukakuru, dale duro, duro, pica duro, duro.
Flor del Oriente, that's Amazonian sounds from 1970s Peru. Music Planet was presented by Lopa Qatari. The producer was Felix Carey. And later on this evening, do join us for Mozart's opera Don Giovanni, the tale of a man who stops at nothing to get what he wants. Teodor Corensis conducts a young cast in a performance from the 2021 Salzburg Festival with Musica Eterna Chorus and Orchestra. That's Opera on Three, tonight at 6:30. Next, though, this afternoon, it's J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamoke Fashola. And on the show today, live music from rising star drummer Mayeli Manzanza. But first, brand new music from jazztronica duo Blue Lab Beats. This is Gotta Go Fast.